Back at it again, IOU Redemption Podcast. I need you to turn up your volume for Big Speaker.
And your boy G White, man. Let's get into it.
What we got for him today?
YOLO.
YOLO.
YOLO. You only live once, right?
Yeah.
You know, yeah. So, you know, we're gonna get into that. Have some dialogue around it based upon what most people think it means. And what it means to me, what it means to you, and just some overall thought around it. You know what I'm saying? So we're gonna have a good little conversation about that for sure. I think that it's a buzzword that a lot of people have been using several years now.
Yeah,
it's a buzzword a lot of people have been using for the past several years, but you know, it holds a couple different meanings to me. I can relate to it, and then also some things I want to put into a different perspective on, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. It's a buzzword that is tossed around a lot, and kind of the context of it can get distorted based on what people are saying about it. But if you listen to what it's really about, then you'll understand that's what this episode is about. So let's get into it.
Yes, sir. Let's do it.
Let's start with the IOU moments, of course. Who going first?
Shoot, I'll go first.
All right.
So my IOU moment for this episode is enjoy life, take it serious, and leave a legacy.
YOLO.
I always try to say this because, you know, I'm always have fun. I'm never going to tell anybody not to enjoy their life. You know what I'm saying? But take it serious. Have fun in moderations. Understand when it's time to have fun, when it's time to grind, when it's time to stand up, when it's time to sit down. You know what I'm saying? When it's time to stack, when it's time to spin. And leave a legacy. The last part, leave a legacy. You know, when we think of the late greats, any late greats, with people talking about them 10 years, 20 years down the line or whatever, musically, like you think about the Biggies, Tupac's or something like that. Biggie and Tupac died when they was like 25, 26 years old. Mm-hmm. And how people talking about, you would think that they died when they was 50, 60 years old. They left a legacy. You think about the Nipsey Hussles. You think about the Dr. Martin Luther Kings. You think about the Bob Marleys. I watched the Bob Marley movie the other day. Bob Marley died when he was 36.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? So just think about that legacy, you know. Think about leaving something on this earth because you won't live forever. That's a fact. But you can create something that will live forever. Yeah. So, you know, so enjoy life, take it serious, and leave a legacy.
For sure. Enjoy life, take it serious, leave a legacy. I think most people, for the most part, will enjoy life, you know, the way they can. But I think that the part that will be is mostly all the time left off is leaving a legacy. And yes. that ain't just kids. That's not just having offsprings and saying you got kids to leave you with your last name, your name, whatever that is. You know, it's more to it than that. It's about what you're leaving people to think about. What can people build on that you first, you know, you were the pioneer for?
Right.
So ideas, events that you created, just knowledge that you passed on that other people are using. You talk about financial literacy and talk about generational wealth. Mm-hmm. Did you leave a legacy of financial awareness, education?
Be a difference maker.
Not just
maker,
the money.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Being a difference maker. Because like you said, most people think when you think about leaving a legacy, they're like, oh, yeah, I'm going to have some kids.
Yeah, that's not it.
That's not being a difference maker. Yeah, that's not being a difference maker. You know what I mean? That's because a lot of people have kids.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, you know, like you said, leave a mark. Leave your mark while you're here. Whether you're going to live to be 90, 100 years old, or you don't know, because you really don't know, 25, 30 years old. So every day, think about what you're doing as far as legacy. That's the long term. You know what I'm saying? Like, what am I doing that people gonna remember me by?
Yeah.
If I die today, what people gonna remember me by? You know what I'm saying? What kind of stories they gonna tell? How did I make something better? How did I improve something? You know what I'm saying? You know, so that type of mindset. So it's a little bit more advanced of a thought process, but you know, breaking it down, I'm sure we all can relate to it.
Yeah. Let me get into my IOU moment.
Let's go.
My IOU moment for today is anything lost can be found again, except for time wasted.
Mm-hmm.
Now listen, when you hear that, what you think of? I know what I think of. I think of Gates.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wish I had.
Yeah.
Anything lost can be found again, except for time wasted. A vision without action is merely a dream. It's the Man. It's the action, it's the grind, it's the hustle, it's the persistence. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So people think about that and they think it's from Kevin Gates, but really Kevin Gates got it from Samuel Jackson, mm-hmm. which it was in the movie called Fresh. If y'all know about Fresh, if you don't know about Fresh, go back and watch it. It was Samuel Jackson and his son, right? And they was at a chess table playing chess.
In the park, yeah.
Yeah, and his dad was on him. And this is crazy. I just thought his dad was actually on him because like he was teaching him about life, but he was like teaching him through chess, all his moves he was making. And one of the things that came up was about being on time.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So he showed up late and he's like, I ain't got time to be playing no games with you. But they was playing a game of chess. But you see what I'm saying? It's deep. So you gotta like go watch Fresh. I'll be telling people like about these movies. That's like classic. Fresh. Yeah, that's like Fresh, Paid in Full. Beside all the like stuff that's going on in the movie, but there's real life like gems in it that you can see.
Yes.
So, but what I want to say about this is that it's true. Anything lost can be found again. So, I don't want to get too deep into that first part, but you can kind of chew on that as you choose. And there's various things you can think about in terms of that. But it's the part that says, except for time wasted. We can't get time back.
Nope.
We have this, like if you take out a ball of yarn and you roll it out, like a big ball, roll it out. The yarn is so long, like yards long, right? But our lifespan is like this much, that piece of yarn. Like it's short. And we cannot get any time back. So I think that with this purpose in mind, we have to capitalize on every single opportunity, every second of life, and always try to do whatever you can to succeed, because you can't get the time back if you wasted it. Do not waste time.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot get it back. So that's my IOU moment. Let's not waste time.
No, bro. And I get fired up when I find myself wasting time or somebody waste my time.
Yeah.
So even if I waste my time, I get fired up. I get even more if somebody else wastes my time. Like if I give you an hour of my time, 45 minutes of my time or something.
Yeah.
I never get that back. Like, you get what I'm saying? Don't make that for nothing. Like I'm not a deadhead type person. So like, I don't mind making time for people, and I understand, you know what I'm saying? So if you tell me, hit you up, man, let's chop it up. I need to talk to you. And then I give you 45 minutes, or I'm trying to like help you with something, an hour or something, and it becomes you didn't even prepare for the conversation. You like, nah, I ain't got nothing, man, or whatever else like that. That's gonna drive me nuts. Because again, you know, bigger than the money in your bank account, time is the most valuable thing that we have. So don't waste it, and don't let nobody else waste your time.
Yeah.
You know, when the quicker you can recognize that, you can shift it real quick. Like, all right, man, I ain't finna stay over here all day, bro. You ain't talking about nothing. Or nah, man, I ain't finna sit on the phone with you if you ain't got nothing to talk about. Or I ain't finna drive all the way over there if you ain't got nothing for me. You know what I'm saying? Or we, you know, I'm like, all right, man, let me, cause I could be doing something else. Right.
Yeah.
So, cause again, you know, no time wasted, man, but that IOU for sure. It goes kind of into some of the things that we're gonna get into today. So, you know, without further ado, I'm ready to get into it, man. IOU Redemption Podcast, episode number 10.
Nope.
So, it's 10?
It's 9.
It's 10, boy. It's 10, boy.
Nah.
Definitely 10.
Well, we got stuff in the archives, so don't worry about it. But
it's 10.
It could be 10, it could be 9, but
yeah.
Anyway, let's go.
Let's do it. We'll be right back.
Yeah, let's get into this new content we got.
Yeah.
Real good topic here.
Oh yeah. YOLO.
YOLO. YOLO. I remember when this first came out. Who started saying this?
Bro, I don't know. Was it Wiz Khalifa?
I don't know. Either Wiz Khalifa or Drake. I don't know.
It might have been Drake.
I think it was Drake, though.
I think it was Drake. Yeah. It was Drake or Wiz Khalifa, but I think it was Drake, yeah.
Yeah. But in any case, I remember when it first came out, and it was just like this notion that you only live once. So, like, basically do whatever you want to do right now. Just say you did it.
It was crazy.
It was one of the things where, like, if you knew you was going to jail or if you knew you was going to die, then do anything, no matter if it was bad or good. That's not, we're not trying to teach you that right here with this.
No, that's, you know what I'm saying? No.
Yeah, we want to make you capitalize on this.
It's people was going crazy when that dropped. Like,
yeah, they was doing anything, like literally trying to live that.
They were using the term YOLO to make the same excuses people make for their zodiac signs, right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, people be like, man, I'm a Leo, so I get to do this or do that, so yeah. You know, or whatever.
Once, so
yeah,
so you know what I'm saying.
Gotta do it now.
You only live once. Spend three bands on something stupid that you don't need. That three bands, you got $3,005 in the bank. So you only live once. You know what I'm saying? Like,
nah, that's not. Nah. So I look at it. You know, bam, right there. Focus on your life.
Yep.
Not. What's in social media, not the celebrities, not by anybody else's definition, but your own. When I think YOLO, you only live once, you're absolutely right. Drake or whoever was absolutely right. We won't do this again, right? So I look at it from a more serious context.
Yeah.
If I'm only going to live once, I better stop playing. You know what I'm saying? Focus on and focus up quick and as often and stay focused and locked in on everything I want to accomplish, everything I want to do. I'm not comparing myself to what everybody say I should do. I'm not trying to be like, oh, because this celebrity said that, do that. This social media person said, do that. This, you know, you call them influencers now, you know, because I mean, they do have influence. Do this or do that. Just, nah, man, focus on your life, your goals, your objectives, what you want to get out of this, right? And then push your way towards that. Always make time to enjoy the fruits of your labor and have fun. I cannot say that enough. But you know what I'm saying? Focus on your situation. Focus on your life when we talk about, you know, you only living once, because you will only live once. So don't spend that one life that you're going to live trying to chase out somebody else's dreams. Live out somebody else's plots and thoughts. You know what I'm saying? And they standards behind it, because that's what they want to do with their life.
Yeah.
Right. We got a choice and a chance. Everybody got a choice and a chance when it, you know, every day you get a choice and a chance. But what I'm saying is, you know, don't waste your life trying to do what G White said. Don't waste your life trying to, you know, to the T listen to, you know, the person that you heard on the radio, or Charlamagne the God or somebody or something else, because they're living their dreams. Figure out what your dream is and live that with this one life, because you do only live once.
You know, one of the things that come to my mind when I think about you only live once, I'll give you an example. And when it comes to focus on your life, so there's two facets to this. So one, yes, I'm focused on my life in the sense of, I want to do things that will put me in a better position to leave a legacy, right? Like you said in your IOU moment. So that can be anything, like we said, financially, the values that I teach my kids, the way I carry myself, how I'm motivating others, how I'm helping others, like all these things is what I focus on in my life. And I think that a well-rounded individual typically encompasses like these traits. I want to be a good person in society, right? So So that's that. That's that part of it.
Mm-hmm.
The other part, what I always think about is, if I handle my business, handle the things in my life, focusing on my life, it will automatically set up my kids for when they become adults.
Yeah.
What I mean by that, it's scary too. This is scary. So right now, if you look at your kids' ages, okay, so like Aria is 10. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Aria is my oldest. And then Ace is my youngest, and he's 1, right? And I got 2 kids in between there. This is what I'm saying. What, at age 18, you go to college, right?
Yeah, yep, 17, okay. 18, yep.
Okay. That means I got 8 years to at least get Aria some type of college money for when she go to college.
Dog, I was just thinking about this the other day. Yeah.
It's so scary. I don't have time to waste. I don't have time to play. When you think about it, it's like, listen, 8 years.
Yes.
Whatever figure that is, you know, inflation happens. So whatever money, amount of money that is, you might not be able to give, like I might not be able to give her, well, I'm going to be able to give her whatever amount I'm, see, that's my, how I talk. And that's how I want everybody else to talk. I never talk in the negative. I'm going to be able to give her whatever amount I want to give her.
Speaking into existence, for sure. Right. The power of that tongue, for sure. Yes.
So let me reframe that is, whatever figure you want to give to your kids when they go to college, that means you have to start now, or you should have been started, right? Mm-hmm. Because the longer you wait, the deeper you get yourself in the hole. So when I think about this particular item, it's like, okay, I got 8 years to do that. And if I take care of the business now, she's going to be set when she goes. I don't want her to experience not having no food to go, like when you're on campus and the dining room is closed and things like that. I don't have no food here. I'm struggling to pay books. I just want her to, whatever she chooses to do, my kids, I want them to focus on the purpose why they're there, not the things that are part of their essential living or habitat while they're in school. I want them to focus on just the book part. I don't want her focusing on the groceries and all that other stuff like I had to do when I was
like having to work two jobs while you're in school.
Yes. Yeah. I don't want that. Yeah. That takes away from your studying. So that's what I think about when I see focus on your life, because if you handle the business now, the people behind you who are really dependent on you, you make it easier for them. So, and if you do it for however many kids you got, like AJ, he's 14 years. You see what I'm saying? That's like, you got to get going. And it's scary because if you don't get going, man, you setting them up for failure.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, the ultimate goal, like, you know, so Rosie is 11. She a year older than ours. So she is 6th grade right now.
Yeah.
Right. And I think about that all the time. You know what I mean? Now, ultimately, do I also have those conversations with my child amongst like scholarships you know, putting ourselves in a position to be eligible for scholarships and stuff? You know, we're going to do that. We're going to do that. And by God's graces, to be honest with you, she'll be in a position to where, you know, it'll pay for itself and I won't have to go into my pocket. But that money, that whatever you done put aside for your kid, I also can still keep that for her, because that can help give her a start after college.
Yeah, that's the second thing. Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So, okay, cool. I put this bag away for you. I've been preparing for this day, but you done been such a stellar kid to where I don't have to dig in my pocket for this right now. But guess what? I got something for you when you cross that stage to get you started, because I know what that's like too.
You still don't got to figure.
You need both. You need both.
That's our problem. We go in under the rug on 2 occasions. We go in, can't afford college.
Yeah.
And then we come out of college, can't afford to step into the real world. So we got to do this thing twice because, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. So at least have that set up for that, you know what I mean? Like, okay, whether it's to help get you, you know, your apartment out after college, or even put you in a position, if you're already that advanced to it, we could put that towards a down payment on your house, your first house, or start you off after college with a brand new vehicle. You know what I mean? So you ain't got to worry about reliable transportation while you're stepping into the professional workforce. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to worry about that. I'm going to start you off with a brand new vehicle. I even think even deeper into having daughters, because, you know, you got a couple sons.
You got to pay for that wedding.
Because that's how it's really supposed to go.
Yeah.
It's just a lot of us are not in positions to do that. But that's really how it's supposed to go. Yeah. Or the dad should be able to pay for his daughter's wedding, or at least be able to make some type of solid contribution to it. You understand I'm saying?
Listen here. You got to pay for that thing.
That's what I'm saying. You got to be thinking about that now. I say, man, I got two weddings to pay for. I already be talking like that. So Rosie's 11, Autumn's 5. I got two weddings to pay for. So I'm thinking about that now, like, okay, outside of the college money, I got to have money for that day too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm grinding now for future. We talk about legacy. We talk about grinding now for future rewards, whatever else. You know, some people will look at it completely opposite though, bro. Some people are like, well, if they get married or something, they should, you know, that should be on their husband. They should get a man that, you know, got enough money to pay for that.
That's fine, but we also run into this issue where minorities, I won't even say minorities, really black people at this point, I have to call us out, because we go to weddings, we attend weddings, get invited to them, and we don't bring no gifts for the people who get married.
Not a thing.
You come out of that thing married and got about $1,200 from a guest of 300 people that you did and gave dinner to and had a good old time.
Boy, I pay for my wedding cold cash, Jack. Cold cash, man. And you know, you sitting down at that table making that list of people that, you know, not that person.
Yeah.
I wish that person would come.
You
put great thought into it, and at the end of it, and I promise you, I appreciate people coming to celebrate, and I think the world of you, but I take weddings very personal. People invite me, I try my best to make it, because you thought about me. You had me in mind out of all the people you know.
This reminds me, my bad. I need to give Dave, I told Dave, Dave and Delita, I told them I was going to give them a book and something else. That, like, I didn't want to give them money. Oh, yeah. I didn't mean to cut you off, but.
But no, you good.
Sorry, I just want to say this one time. If you don't, sometimes you don't have to give money to the people who got married.
No.
But this is what I told I was going to do for David and Delita, just because Coach Chase did it for me in Chelsea. He gave us a book that was two books actually that were very beneficial on the walk of our marriage. And I wanted to do the same for David and Delita. So I wanted to like do that route just to give them something supportive in what, you know, their relationship. So I still owe that to y'all. I ain't forgot.
No,
I'm going to get on it.
My uncle gave me something, bro. Like you said, it wasn't in the facts of money. But it's crazy. He gave me a statue. He gave me a statue. It's a statue of like a king, like a black king. I wish I had it in here with me, but I don't. And he's holding his bride, right? He's got her.
Yeah.
He's holding his bride, whatever else. And I'm just like, all right, that's a nice statue, right? I knew nothing of the statue. Bro, he gave me a statue, and that statue gains value over time.
Oh yeah,
I'm talking like crazy value over time. Like it's crazy, because I didn't know it till I did the homework. You know what I'm saying? Then a couple years later, you'd be like, "You did your homework on that statue I gave you?" I'm like, "Nah, it's just sitting around or whatever else." Like he's like, "Nah, look it up." I look it up. See how much you pay for it. Then a couple years later, what it's worth, and it just keep doing that. I'm gonna send you the brand. And next time I'm gonna give the people, you know, saying the brand, whatever. But
yeah,
you know, them are type of gifts I'm talking about. And it don't always have to be money, but it's just funny that we talked about that, because that is a real thing though. That you go, you know, you spend these tens and thousands of dollars, whatever you spend, to actually have these weddings. And our culture most of the time. You gotta go into it knowing you ain't finna get that in return.
Right.
Right. So what I tell people that are about to get married, you know, or whatever else, and we could have a whole topic on this too, but before we move on, I'll just tell them this. Just remember that you got bills to pay afterwards.
That's right. That's right.
After everybody leave the next day, go back to their houses and to their family, get on planes and whatever else, get on the highway, your bills are still due. So,
and as that still remains with this topic, focus on your life, because a lot of people who we kind of like sick, like got into this topic, but this discussion, but it still holds true that a lot of people who plan weddings, they plan it based on the social media outlets and what they see, and yep. they want to do this, do that, and do that. But you got to focus on your life. How does it tailor to what you and your significant other want to do? You don't have to have a crazy, over-the-top wedding. Do what makes you guys happy, and you got to keep in line with your finances.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so
we're going to double back on that for sure.
Yeah.
I'm going to make a little note. Y'all know your boy G White always got a pen in his hand, man. This ain't just for this. I do this all the time. People, I ask for a pen in a minute or use my notes in my phone anywhere I go.
That's what I do.
I be having so much, you know, you got so much in your head, you got to put it down or you'll lose it. You'll lose it. So,
So I wanted to say about that. I brought up the point about, you know, wedding parties not getting funds at the ends because, you know, as the man, okay, you don't want to pay for college or you don't want to pay for your daughter's wedding, but you still should be able to give them a gift,
mm-hmm.
You know, after they're married. So I think focusing on your life is big. You have to stay true to what you believe in, what you believe to be your rich life to be, and stick to that. Your rich life, stay in your own lane. We ain't switching lanes. What makes you happy? What makes you rich? What makes you smile? And what makes your family grow?
Yep.
And thrive.
Yes, sir. So what are we getting into next?
Don't wait on it.
Wait on it.
Don't wait on it.
Don't wait on it. Don't wait. And I would say this. When I say don't wait, you know.
Yeah, what are we talking about?
I'm saying don't wait till you get old. Don't wait till the summer. Don't wait till the winter. Don't wait till 6 months from now.
For this one. This you get what I'm personally me. This is gonna be personal for me.
Don't wait till it's easy for you. Don't wait till it's convenient. Ooh. Don't wait till you meet somebody. Don't wait.
Oh, that one waiting. Right there. That
you
one
know
right
what
there.
I'm stop waiting.
Take off on it because I'm ready.
You don't know if you're gonna live 15 minutes. What you waiting on? How you know you're gonna get old?
Man,
how you know that person you waiting on ever gonna come? What you talking about? I'm gonna wait till the summer when you got today.
You got right now.
You got
right
now.
Let's get it right now.
Let's get it right now. If I'm able to do it right now, let's do it right now.
Let's go.
Let's take an actionable step towards that right now, whatever that is. Stop waiting and don't listen to these.
Man.
Let me back up.
No, don't listen. Say that. No, go ahead and say that.
Don't listen to maybe some of these, because elders aren't the same. All elders aren't the same from what they used to be.
Let me explain that elder part. Please hold your thought.
I ain't gonna lose. Go ahead.
My church that I currently, me and my family currently attend now has elders, and some churches don't have elders in the church, but an elder in the church is an individual that is really connected with the Bible and the word and can actually be that person. Like when we talk about a mentor, it's always like a mentor that can lead your life and help you on your walk of life and your walk with God. And it's just a person that always channels you in the right positive energy, the right light, everything that about your life, the righteousness of it. That's what a real elder is.
Yes, absolutely. And you know, when I think of, like, you know, my grandmother was a very powerful person. My dad's mom, my grandma Laura, very powerful. People talk about her to this day on just the life lessons, the things that she taught us. And you thought she was being hard on you. And at times, you'd be like, man, why are you so tough on me? And maybe, you know, I'll be honest, some of the lessons could have been taught a different way. But every generation, like I always tell people, every generation teaches the lessons the best way they can. It's up to the following generation to teach the same lesson, but in a different manner. You know what I mean? It'd take a different approach, different wording, maybe not so aggressive, maybe be more considerate. But either or, what I'm saying is, I've heard older people, older individuals who should be guiding the youth, who should be teaching the youth, are trying to be too more. They're trying to take that friend approach instead of that elder approach, and they're missing their beat as an elder, to where you're saying stuff like, girl, mess with as many men as you can now. This stuff I really have heard before. Yeah, you know,
YOLO.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's YOLO.
In that context.
That context, like, go mess with as many men as you can now or whatever else while you can, while you're still young and all this. So why you going to tell a young girl to mess with all these dudes while she's still young so that she could be all used up, and some high-value man ain't going to want her when she got all them bodies on her? Or, you know, I'm telling you, that's real. You know what I'm saying? Because there's nothing special about you. You know, you went crazy. You was part of, you know, you listened to them old heads that maybe influenced you, told you was doing right because, you know what I'm saying? They see, you know, they wish they were still young, beautiful like you. So they telling you to just get used up instead of focusing up. And then by the time, you know, you hit 30, 35, you all worn down from being out in the world.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You done been drinking, smoking, partying since you was 17, 18 years old. Now you hit 30, 35, and you look way older than you should. You know what I'm saying? You kind of worn down and things of that nature. So that's just that aspect of it. I've heard it with financial stuff. I've heard dudes tell me like, hey, man, my pops told me not to settle down to, you know, don't take no woman serious till I'm like 35. I'm like, what you mean? Like, so if you meet that woman and she a good woman and y'all connect at a younger age, you're not going to take her serious till y'all 35? You're not going to try to invest in that for real till she 35? You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes true love only comes around once. So you connect with her at 22, 23, but you're going to play because your daddy, the old head, done told you something that he shouldn't have told you. And it feel right now, but you like, all the men in my family players. So I'm going to be a player till I'm at least 35. And you done lost that good girl. Then when you settle down, you 35, 36, you done got something else that you thought was good, end up the worst situation you ever been in. And you start that cycle that everybody else be in.
Because you listen to somebody who wasn't in a committed relationship and doesn't know anything about a long-term relationship.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. You got to listen to qualified individuals. And qualified individuals don't always have to be your age. Don't have to be. And they won't be just because they're older than you, they're smarter than you. Or they're younger than you, don't mean they're dumber than you. You understand what I'm saying? That's what I be telling people. Don't wait. Like, and don't. That notion, I hear so much, bro. I could talk about finance. I could talk about houses. I could talk about traveling. I could talk about all that. And I've heard people talk about with older people done told them. I've heard older people, I've seen it with my own eyes, give bad information to younger people and send them off. You know what I'm saying? So don't wait. But go ahead, man. I'll let you get some of this too.
Yeah, this particular topic for me personally comes with relationships. So if anybody ever know about me, I've always had long-term relationships, right? I've always been a person that really family oriented. I've always, you know, my brother and his family since I was little, you know, my brother was a mentor to me. I mean, Linda was the person, you know, everybody has their ups and downs, different things, but
shout Linda out to big sis, the, man. Shout out to big sis for sure.
Yeah. You know, like Linda was the person. And so I always seen that, like, my brother used to talk to me about, you know, when they was going to get an apartment and I was going to be able to come there. Like, I remember all those things. And so when you talk about that, that's why I am the way I am today. And people used to always tell me, like, when I've had these relationships, like, growing up, it's like, go out and see the world. In other words, go out and, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not like that, though. I don't do that. I'm a committed person, right? And then they'd say, like, well, you got time. You still young. You, like, I hated that so much because this is why I knew I was different, because I automatically, look, my brother found Linda at it, like, way early on, like, so I'm like, my brother wasn't 35 for it. Like, I've seen this happen where a person don't have to wait. until they 35, 40. Like, you can find happiness where whenever it meets you in life. So when I used to hear those different things about people saying, telling me about waiting, you got time, I knew I was different, because I said, listen, I'm never going to let, first of all, I don't let opportunities pass me by.
Right.
Because again, I don't know what the future beholds. I don't know if I'm supposed to latch onto this now. So I'm going to invest in it right now. If I like it enough, I'm going to put the time in it and invest in it now. And that's why I want to tell people, stop letting people tell you what to do, how to do it, when to do it. No, because when you meet the right person, you're not going to know when is the right time. It's just in your face now, and it's up to you to react and respond. You may miss a blessing. When I met Chelsea, I was studying to be a lawyer, actually. And I was studying for I forgot what it's called, whatever test it is. But I was at the coffee shop. Long story short, Deontay came to the coffee shop. We ended up leaving and went to 6th Street downtown in Austin. And I ended up meeting Chelsea. But I wasn't even on that. And at that time in my life in Austin, I was having it. Like, I was single at the time. I could like do whatever I wanted. But again, hey, my foundation.
Watch your mouth now.
I'm just saying, I could do whatever I wanted to do.
Yes.
I do whatever I wanted to do.
Yeah.
I was single. I had money.
Yeah.
But again, my foundation was family oriented.
Yeah.
And so when I seen Chelsea, you know, I invested in it. And so I never took it lightly when people told me, like, you had to be this age. Because listen, I met people that's 35, 36, 38. And now they call themselves trying to settle down. Guess what? It's hard. It's too hard now, because you waited too long. Because when you hit 35, 38, guess what? Some of them people, they don't want you now, because either they're gonna say you're too old, because that's how the dynamics of it is. When you wait, when you early, they say you got time. But when you get to the age they tell you to wait, they say you're too old, right? So when you finally start wanting to date, guess what? It's a process. It takes time to find somebody. So you're 35, you wait till you're 35.
Yeah.
By the time you find somebody, because it's a process, you're 40.
Oh, and not to mention if you wanted kids.
And not to mention if you so want then you kids.
You end up rushing that process, trying to hurry up and get to know this person, hurry up, have a baby with that person, just to see that ain't even the person that you really want to be with. So you just end up, the quickest way to become a baby mama
or
a baby daddy, it's just like that. You know what I'm saying? At least we can wing that out early on. Yeah,
exactly. And we're not throwing shade on the like baby moms, baby daddies, we're trying to say
most people don't plan that, bro. It just happened.
It's not planned. But what I'm telling you is the reason why, like in my situation, I've been blessed to not have to go through that. But I'm telling you that when you reach those certain ages, you don't have no time to come out of a relationship and reestablish a relationship. See, when I'm early on, I have time to be like, okay, I invested in this, but it didn't work out like I thought it would. I have time to regroup myself, come out of that situation and not get frustrated and anxious and in a state of despair, because time is on my side. I didn't wait until I was old.
Nah.
I'm going back into this full strength. And that's how I met Chelsea. You see what I'm saying? Because I came back into there. I'm not stopping, I'm not giving up, and I'm good. And I get to a point where I'm in my prime now. See what I'm saying? And that's why I hate the thing, like, don't wait. I get it done right now. Bro, I need it now.
Hey, the funny thing is, we done had every conversation that you can have. So when you talk about all that, you know I know all this.
Yeah.
But, you know, I can remember that phone call you made to me that one night, and you was like, dog, I think I found my soulmate.
I still like, got it saved in my phone as soulmate.
I say, soulmate.
Oh, sure do.
Listen, dude. You had never said that before in your other situations.
I know.
So the wording was kind of like,
in my other situation, I thought was this.
You've been in a serious situation. Right. That's what I'm saying. It wasn't like it wasn't no play before. It was some serious stuff before. So when you said, I think I found my soulmate, bro, I had to get to Texas and meet her. Because I'm like, nah, we done been through everything. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm like, I ain't never heard that type of verbiage.
I think what tripped you up is that one time the other situation happened. We was in the car and she it wasn't Chelsea, somebody else came to the car. Yeah. And you know how I was over her at like back in those days.
Yeah.
And you seen that out of me, I was like, nah.
Yeah.
I think that was like the icing on the cake for you.
Well, I say this hitting different now. You know what I'm saying? This hitting different now. You know what I'm saying? So, you know.
Don't wait, man. You never know. I told somebody else, they were talking about, give me a sec. They were talking about this one person asked me, he's like, man, Sweets, like, how do you get married? Like, how do you know when somebody is that person? Like, I don't think I'm ever going to get married. I said, dog, I said, listen, I can't give you an answer to that. But I said, nah. When you know, you know. When you know, you know.
When you know, man.
That's like it. A couple months later, he was locked up. Like, man, I was like, I told you.
Yeah. When it hit different, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you outside, for real outside,
yeah,
you know it hit different. Look, yep. I've been kind of quiet, but those that know, I'm 19 years in.
Yeah.
Nine years married, 19 years together. You know what I'm saying? Since 15, 16 years old type stuff. You know what I'm saying? So,
yep.
I know. You know what I'm saying? And I think that people, and we turn it into relationship stuff, but and we could talk about that another time.
Because that's our life, but like, it is. Change to something else.
But what I will say is this before we move on. Figuring some of this stuff out by not waiting, this is all a part of YOLO because you only live once.
Yeah.
I find this, and I forgot where I saw it, but it hit me, bro, like 2 years ago. If the quicker you can find, if you can find a good friend, maybe a couple good friends. Some of us are blessed with a few, but find you a good friend, right? Find you a spouse or woman or whatever you into that you can trust. And I mean, that'll save you so much. That's really when you can, and the earlier you can do that in life, the rest of life become easy. I already got a good friends. I got a good woman by my side or something like that. Man, just that right there is two major things that can you don't have to worry about for the rest of your life if you're doing it right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We can focus on some other stuff now because I already got all this and that. So everything else come easy to me. Why is that guy so confident? Why is his head held up high so much? Whatever like that, because I'm loved. Because that I know I go home to something bad. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like for real. So I don't. So when I see people, man, I see stuff or whatever else, and go out, whatever else, or you say hi to somebody, or you give somebody a compliment or something, and they think that you're trying to do something that you're not doing, but like it ain't never that. Listen here, I was just being nice. I'm a gentleman.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I go home winning regardless. But man, why this dude always smiling happy? I'm confident in every room, but it's for those reasons. I'm not waiting to get this stuff. I'm not waiting to get the good job. I'm not waiting to get the good girl. I'm not waiting to be a father and to be a good father. I'm not waiting to be the good friend. I'm not waiting to do all this travel. I'm not waiting.
Don't wait now.
Because YOLO, you only live once. I'm not waiting on none of that. I want it now because I don't know. Later's not promised.
Yes.
Later's not guaranteed, bro. You only got right now. I'm going to beat people over the head with that all the time because I don't like excuse makers. I don't like people living with this false promise. Like you just, unless you know something I don't know, and I know the Lord speak to people, what he done told you? You know what I'm saying? I mean, like, you done talked to God, told you got next summer?
Yeah. You got next summer, he ain't telling nobody that.
Right. You got next summer, huh? So you just, next summer, I'm going to, you know, why you can't put that play in motion now? Why you can't put that play in motion today? You know what I'm saying? You could do something. So
whatever it is, man, don't wait on the business. Don't wait on going back to school. Don't wait on studying for an exam. Don't wait on anything, man. Like just go get it. Go get it. You know what I'm saying? So
what we got next? That was don't wait.
If you wait on it, you might get some regrets, and we don't want no regrets.
Man, let me get on this real quick. Regrets. Yeah. That's one of my biggest things, and I want people to really wrap their minds around this right here. No regrets. And I'm not talking about the mistakes that are made in life, because if you're going hard enough, you're going to make some mistakes. And you're going to fail. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But I don't really call it, I hate saying you fail. I call them life lessons. It didn't go my way, but if I learned something from it, it's not a failure because I learned something from it. I think you fail when you quit something. So, you know, look at regrets like this. Have you ever heard somebody, and I know we all have, I'm just asking rhetorical questions, explaining the shoulda, coulda, wouldas of their life? Man, I could have been in the NBA, man. I could have did this, man. I could have did that. I could have bought this. I could have did that. And look at their demeanor when they're saying it. They now they may be trying to come across all like confident stuff. They're really sad. They're really sad.
Yeah.
They sad. They ain't happy talking about the shoulda, coulda, wouldas of their life. You know what I'm saying? They might not be crying about it, but inside they like, they know it eat them up every day.
Every day that
time has passed and you didn't do nothing with it. And you run around telling these stories about the stuff that you shoulda, coulda, woulda did, but you didn't do. And I'm not putting down anybody, but I'm just talking about the people that are on that track right now to understand to do it now. So you don't be that person to live with regrets. We talk about that legacy. The less regrets that you live with, the higher percentage you have of leaving a legacy because you're doing something. You don't live a legacy with regrets. That's not going to be your man, my dad could have been this. My dad could have been that. My mom could have been this. My dad did this. My dad did that. I watched him do this. He did that. He did that. And we already checking off boxes with me and my kids. Yeah. You get what I'm saying? Like, that's the type of thing I think about when I say no regrets, bro.
For me, man, no regrets. I want to accomplish everything. I want experiences over anything else.
Right.
So when we talk about, I started trying to teach my family about the lesson of value and experiences over the price of something.
Mm-hmm.
So it's that example, Disney. I took them to.
Oh, yeah.
In Florida, Disney, right? And it's expensive. Well, yeah, it's expensive.
It is. It ain't cheap.
Yeah, it's not cheap. So, but I'm starting to like get them to understand that this is something that we'll be able to talk about forever. Like money, when you don't have money or when you have money, whatever it is, situation, your experiences, you can always bring up. You can always think of, yeah, I did that. You know what I'm saying?
Priceless, bro.
It's priceless. And that's what I look at when I say about no regrets. I didn't let money hinder me from doing this. I didn't let this job hinder me from making this next move. I didn't let this boss hinder me from doing this. I have no regrets because if it was something that I felt I wanted to do and needed to do, we got to do it right now. We're not going to wait, right? If we have the financial means, if we have everything in order, there's no reason to wait. You know, like, I think about when I bought my first house. People was telling me then, don't buy, don't do that. Like, if I would have never bought that house, I'd have regrets. Because getting the first house allowed me to get the next house. You see what I'm saying?
Man.
I don't want to have no regrets with that. So I'm teaching my family about if we go out, like right now, I told y'all before that I'm very selective on what I eat because I truly believe they messing around with the food, and they are messing around with the food. I don't really eat no restaurant or outside meat. Like, it's got to be meat that I bought because I know where I bought it from.
You're not going to McDonald's and getting you a Big Mac, McDonald's, a double cheeseburger, something like that. No, you're not doing that.
I'm not going. If we out with everybody, whatever, I'm probably gonna order like keep it simple, like some chicken. That's like, you know,
it's got to be some high quality chicken. Like, yeah. I get you saying like a grilled chicken from like Chick-fil-A, you know what I'm saying? Right. Yeah, something like
exactly.
That. Yeah.
So Chick-fil-A is a perfect example because I will go to Chick-fil-A and I'll get, you know, that people come out with stories about what Chick-fil-A doing, but it's better than me eating a McDonald's, whatever. If I'm chicken going out
sandwich.
With family.
If I got to pick a chicken sandwich from McDonald's or go get me a grilled chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Yeah,
there's definitely a difference.
So that's what I'm saying. Like when we go to Chick-fil-A for my family, it's like $40, $50 every time.
Got a big family.
When I can go to McDonald's and I could pay probably like $20.
Yeah.
like, or less, right? But I'm trying to teach them, like, I'm not looking at the price for this. I'm looking at the experience and, like, the value of the food on our health and everything. Because you really get what you pay for. I don't want to go, I don't want to go back later in life and be like, man, having these health problems and having regrets, like, because I didn't do what I should have done because something else was hindering me. So when I'm thinking about this, what I'm saying to y'all is that never let any person, any event, any situation, any obstacle hinder you from doing something that will cause you regret later on in the future.
Absolutely, because you that regret is going to haunt you. That regret causes mental health issues. We talk about mental health. Have a bunch of regrets in your life and watch how healthy your mental state be. I'm telling you, it messes your mind up. It messes your mind up. And I'm speaking from experience because I found myself in little ruts, you know what I'm saying, where I'm not doing my best or, you know, giving the best version of myself. Yeah. And I tighten up real quick because I'll be like, nah, man, I can't live the rest of my life like that. I need this now, bro, because it's going to kill me. So when everybody else is leaving and patting me on my back and all the other stuff, I know what I left on the table. I know what crumbs I left on the table.
Yeah.
I know what crumbs I left on the table, and I don't like to leave crumbs on the table. You know what I'm saying? So you stack up too many regrets, man. They're going to hunt you in the dark. So that's something I always like to try to – I put that – tell my kids that, whatever else. We talk about experiences like you just said. I'll pay for the experience. Like, so if it's like – I don't know, bro. Like a very, we done been to all the expensive like steakhouses out here and everything.
Yeah, that's another point I want to bring
only,
up.
The only thing that I say when I go, I don't care what the price is. I better have a good experience. And the food better taste good.
That's right.
So when, you know, Alexander looked over at a couple of the bills, like, dang, that car, I'm like, I'm good. I'm satisfied. The food was good. The ambiance is good. They got a live band playing over here. I'm cool, but if you smack me with a fat bill, bro, and the food is weak, and the food weak, and it just that's what bothers
me. The service is just terrible.
But for an experience that, you know, to have that experience and to say, you know, I enjoyed myself and we can do that for that experience, that's priceless.
So I want to say this real quick. It's not off topic, but it's with this. Do you guys understand that running a business and you, let's say you at a place where you got all you can eat shrimp or buffets are perfect examples. How do y'all think that business is making money off of all you can eat? Like they're not buying high quality meats.
Right.
Or food.
Right.
It's the bottom of the bottom. Like, just think about it. It's simple math. You ain't going to no steak. That's why I like Fogo de Chao, the places like that where they give you the meat and like you pay like $80 or something, like all you can eat. That stuff don't be the best quality.
No.
You go somewhere like a prime steakhouse or somewhere, or like just somewhere that's charging you more, like
you paying for that. Like you pay
you get for that, man.
Look, I'ma shift it for somebody else before we move on. I'm gonna shift it for somebody else. That be like, all right, I don't get that, but I get that, even though they should get it. If you go to a party, they got that jungle juice or whatever else they got going on, that's a bunch of cheap liquor. That's the cheapest stuff that they can find, and they all put it all together, mix it up, throw some color on it and whatever else, right? That's why your head be pounding the next day. You sick, throwing up, whatever else. But have you ever drank some top shelf?
Yeah.
You feel a whole lot better if you're doing it. You get what I'm saying?
It's a lot more for it.
You got to pay it. That's just general in life, whether it's with that partying favors, whether it's with recreational stuff with your family, traveling, different airlines, or, I mean, just everything, bro. Just your TVs, yeah. I mean, your cell phones.
Even the cords you charge your phone with, you buy the cords from the gas station, they're not charging your phone correctly because the amperage and everything is different than the regular. So you paying less for them, but they're going to break early and they ain't going to charge your phone like you're supposed to. So regret. You should have bought the one you could have bought and been done with it.
And bought one. Now you got to buy. Now you got to double up and buy another and spend more money because you tried to try to do the cheap route, which
do things right, man.
yeah, do things right. Don't live with regrets. You know what I'm saying? So the first one, you know, we hit you with was the
focus on your life.
And we're talking YOLO because you only live once. We're not talking about living crazy. So focus on your life. Number two was,
you know, don't wait.
Don't wait. No better time than the present. Don't wait.
That's right.
And then the third thing we hit you with was no regrets.
Living life with no regrets.
Yeah. Hey, don't regret, man. Get it now. So before we get into the key takeaways and the action item, I just want to, you know, reiterate to everybody, you know, this is titled YOLO, You Only Live Once. And that term has sent a lot of people into making a lot of bad decisions.
Bad decisions.
And other people have supported them with making those bad decisions. Yes, you only live once. Yes, you should have fun. Yes, you should enjoy the fruits of your labor. Yes, you should travel. Yes, you should party at times. Yes, you should kick back. Yes, you should do enjoy all that, right? But in moderations, you know, no, like I said before, knowing when to stack, when to spin, when to sit down, when to stand up, when to take off, when to sit still, all of that. That's all a part of it. Just take it serious, man, because you do only live once. So you won't have another time to do this. So if you goof off too much on the front end, your back end going to be crazy. You're going to be the second half of your life when you 30 and up, 40 and up, 50 and up, you know, will be a lot of based upon these poor decisions and this YOLO mentality you had when you was 18 to 25, 18 to 30 or whatever else. And you listen to the wrong type of people and you tried to compare your life to other people's lives where you could have hunkered down and made some smarter decisions to put your, you know, second half of your life to where you could put your feet up. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I have for that on that one before we get into the action item and the key takeaways.
Yeah. And then we basically redeeming this acronym.
Yes.
Redemption on the acronym YOLO. That's what this is about. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's going right into this key takeaway. Live life to the fullest, but also handle the business.
Yes.
See what I'm saying?
We're going to handle the business. We ain't never going to not handle the business.
Handle your business.
Yes. Yes. Handle, you know? Make sure. And it feels so much better when you, like I said, when you travel or when you do something and your other business is taken care of.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Remember I was telling you before I came out there, like I had some stuff going on at the house that was maintenance on the crib. We had to do a couple of things, whatever. I said, man, I got to take care of this before I leave because like the hot water heater was messing up and stuff. I'm like, you know what? We got to – how you – and some people can just go out of town and be like, I'll get that later. Man, you crazy. It's not going to feel good if I'm out of town and I don't take care of the house first. Take care of business first. Bills got to be paid. You know what I mean? No lights getting cut off. Everything good. Now we can go do that. You know what I mean? So enjoy yourself, but handle your business first and watch how that feel.
Facts. Hit them with this, though.
So your action item for this week would be, even for this episode, would be write down two things in your life that you have been putting off. And give them to your accountability partner. So this is a little bit of an advanced process, right? Because now I'm already, you've been listening, you've been tuned in, tapped in. I'm assuming you already got an accountability partner because we've been talking about identifying your circle, that power circle, and who you should have around you or not, right? And, and what that looks like. So I'm assuming right now you got an accountability partner, right? And give that list to that person because guess what? Your accountability partner probably going to hand you back a list because y'all already made that commitment to yourself, to yourselves where, you know what I mean? I'm going to hold you accountable to what you say and what you're trying to do, and you're going to hold me accountable too. When I say give that list to that person, so now that person, and you're responsible for reminding them, they're responsible for reminding you, helping keep you on track. Now, ultimately, that doesn't just fall on them 100%. You got to take ownership over your own life and your own goals, whatever that is you've been putting off. But you got, you know, they're just there to send those little reminders, right? Or if you are already actively doing it, they won't even have to bring it back up. They'll say, they probably can ball that up and shoot it in the garbage can. Kobe, you know what I'm saying? Because you are already locked in. We see you already doing the two things you already told me. But just in case life start lifing, which it happens, none of us are above that, things actually do happen. Everybody not procrastinators or whatever else. Sometimes stuff definitely happens that we didn't see coming. That accountability part would be like, okay, Now that you done got through that storm, now that you done got through that rough patch that you were dealing with, let's focus back up on this. You know what I mean? So that's what I think about, and that's what I encourage everybody to do. Just write down two things. We ain't talking about no grocery list. Two things you know you've been putting off. I don't care if it's losing weight. I don't care if it's going back to school. I don't care if it's getting another job. I don't care if it's painting your kid's room. You understand? I don't care what it is. Yeah. You've been putting it off. I want you to get into the practice of not putting things off, whatever it is. You know what I'm saying? And get that to your accountability partner and take theirs and watch how that work out for you.
Yeah. So I'm just going to tie it back like you just did. And the reason why we bring this action item up is because you only live once, and we're trying to get you to understand the process and practices behind that, meaning stop putting things off. Put it as a priority, make it a priority, and you will get it done. See, that's the difference between, and credit to ET for saying this, priorities and procrastination. People are not procrastinators, you know, like for the most part, people just need to prioritize things, make it important to you. And he said, like, if I told you I'm gonna give you $8 million, it was a different figure, but like $8 million at tomorrow at 2 p.m., you're gonna show up.
Absolutely.
At 2 p.m. You're going to be before time, actually.
You know, early.
You're going to be early. Right? So you just got to prioritize things. So write down those two things that you've been putting off, whatever it is. And preferably it's something that's going to further you in your career or whatever you're trying to do in your life, your personal development, whatever it is. And have somebody hold you accountable for it. So,
absolutely. So, you know, that's YOLO. And, you know, we had a good dialogue about it. I hope everybody kind of came into this with an open mindset. I know it probably shifted a lot of our minds because I remember when it was a book, like when it first dropped and everybody was YOLO this, YOLO that, YOLO that.
Going anything.
It really was to right before you make a really bad decision. We were saying
yeah,
that.
Yeah, right before you make a bad decision.
We like YOLO. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like that type, you know? So, you know, that type of thing is like, you know, I try to tell people, and I just want people to kind of shift their minds to it. We're not saying be boring, be all old and shriveled and not enjoy yourself. Just take this precious thing we call life a little bit more serious, and it'll be a little bit more intentional in what you're doing.
Yep.
Because I feel like we all got something special in us, bro. I really do. And I feel like when we talk about that legacy, everybody's legacy may look a little different, but you will never have a legacy if you just existing, doing what everybody else doing, taking the easy routes and everything else. So, you know, that was YOLO, All Your Redemption Podcast. Like we always like to tell people, make sure you continue to tap in, like, share, subscribe, tune in to our live sessions that we have on Wednesdays. And, you know, we enjoy doing this. So, you know, without further ado, we're going to get y'all back y'all evening. See y'all on the next rip. It's your boy G White.
Big speaker.
And we out.